This is episode number 2222 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Uh-oh. Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news.
I don't know if I call it break, but it's not breaking news.
Well, it was breaking at some point yesterday.
It was.
Yeah.
And I watched.
Uh-huh.
I watched at noon Pacific.
So you Eastern. Got nothing done yesterday while you were watching the verdict.
Well, I did because the jury had to be admonished to go back into the room and put fill in the blanks.
They forgot to fill in the blanks on the verdict form.
Yeah, so then everyone's going, someone's getting defamed.
Oh, and you know what's interesting? When they sent them back, we didn't know what the verdict was.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, you know what? You filled out your form improperly. You're going to need to go back and start
well,
over.
Well, the only reason you fill in the form, mm-hmm. the fill in the blanks,
yeah.
is if
yeah.
you've checked the yes box that someone's getting defamed.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
Because if nobody was getting defamed, you don't have to fill in those blanks. Right.
But as we know, someone did get defamed. We've someone been talking about defamed. It all morning long, all
and,
day
okay,
long.
So in case you were under a rock or something.
Oh, and even for the last hour, because that's all we've talked about for an hour.
Don't worry, it'll be over. But we have to get it out of our system.
Yeah, all right.
I've waited a long time for this.
You are Team Johnny, and?
All right, there was one news outlet who said,
They did not both win.
Right.
They threw her a bone. They threw her a bone.
Well, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, hello, you pooped on his bed. But you know what? He also was kind of mean. So, you know, I thought this was going to be like hung, that they weren't going to give either one of them any money. And they're going to go, like, you guys, go play in your sandbox again.
Well, Deb's team, I think, did actually a really good job.
Well, yeah, of course. And they brought in everybody that could discredit Miss Heard.
They did a good job.
Miss Heard
didn't do so good.
No.
In a lengthy statement, Johnny said that from the very beginning, the goal of bringing this case was to reveal the truth. Regardless of the outcome.
Sure, whatever. She pooped in the bed.
He's saying that.
No, I know. He wanted the truth. She pooped in the bed. What else
Speaking
do you need to know?
Speaking the truth was something that I owe to my children and to all those who have remained steadfast in their support of me. What is wrong with you?
Tim Burton. You know, Tim Burton's happy.
He said, I feel
Tim
at peace.
Tim needs to give you work now, Johnny.
He says, I feel at peace knowing I have finally accomplished that. So, Amber, I don't know if it was a TikTok thing or if it was real, because I missed that part. Mm. But I guess there was an Amber. No, it was real, actually. At one point, there was an Amber Alert. And it was.
I shouldn't laugh about that, but it is funny when you think about it.
It was.
Anyway.
Amber Heard must now pay $15 million in damages.
She won't.
After the jury ruled. And there's a cap in Virginia.
Yeah.
After the jury ruled that she defamed him, and it was a unanimous decision.
Uh-huh.
When she wrote the 2018 Washington Post op-ed alluding to her past claims of domestic violence. While the jury sided more with Johnny, almost totally,
but
it still ruled that he defamed Amber in the court of fighting back against her charge. It was actually his attorney who was representing him that said something, and he carried it too far.
Yeah.
Anyway, $2 million. So she slammed the decision and said in her own statement, quote, the disappointment I feel today is beyond words. Geez.
Yeah.
I bet she had my dog stepped on a bee face when she said it.
My dog stepped on a bee. Oh, my God. There you go. And it's over. We're done.
The jury sided with thee. Well, one of my least favorite people in her teeth in Hollywood.
Oh, Kristen Stewart.
See, you knew.
I know.
Kristen Stewart is speaking out after critics walked out of a press screening of her latest film during the Cannes Film Festival last week. They sure enough did.
It was that bad. They walked out.
Well, not necessarily because it was bad. However, if Kristen Stewart's in it, I probably would have walked out too. Her upcoming film, Crimes of the Future, is directed by David Cronenberg.
Uh-huh.
follows a performance artist who undergoes surgery in front of an audience as part of his shtick.
Oh, now that you would love. You would love that.
Probably
you could watch somebody get cut up, especially if it was clinical.
I can watch surgery while I eat spaghetti.
Oh, gross. Yeah, but can you while you're eating popcorn? Oh, there's not going to be any popcorn in the movie. Never mind. I'm not going to worry about that. Okay, all right. Carry on.
So it's a horror meets sci-fi picture.
Oh, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. And she becomes transfixed with the artist's body in a dystopian world.
Oh, my
God. It's graphic.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's so graphic that some critics just couldn't handle it.
Well, I can see that. They just got up and left. It's like, all right, I didn't pay for this movie. I don't want to see it. And that's not a good start. First off.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to the bar.
First off, here's what I do know about movie ratings.
Yeah.
If it's that gross and that graphic, it will get an X rating.
If it's worse than a horror flick?
Yeah, it will get an X rating. Oh, definitely an NC-17. But chances are, they don't have to have sex to have an X rating.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just got to be super, super offensive.
Pete, now, there are people out there who will think that, oh, it's an X rating, let's go. And then they'll be
grossed out because
it's no sex. It's just blood
and
gore.
You know what? There's the internet to tell you what the movie's about.
So now, despite receiving the backlash, Kristen's like, yeah, she doesn't mind the walkouts or the questionable nature of the film. She says she doesn't mind the film or the questionable presentation. And that, hey, people walk out of films at Cannes all the time.
Oh, well, yeah, I get that. A lot of people are just busy. You go to Cannes and you're like, oh, I got to make it to the next thing. I got to leave.
The next thing.
Happy hour. Like any any convention you would go to, because that's really what Cannes is.
Right.
Kind of like a convention. When you go into the room for a session, you sit in the back row, close to the door.
Right.
So you can let yourself out if it gets boring. And
yes.
I will say that it's uncomfortable going to a convention and having that happen and watching people do it. It's awkward to me. I don't like it. It's like
I think it would be awkward, yes.
It's like if you got to go to the bathroom, like your knees are stuck together. It's like, I got to go.
That's one thing. Yeah, if you want to get up and move around, it's like, go to the back of the room, sit there. If you know that the next place is opening
up, squirm.
The next session is opening up and they have better snacks.
Well, although there's that too.
Sit in the back of the room because you're going to have to go.
That's a good point.
You have no loyalty to this one that doesn't have as good
snacks. I've got one better. You sit in the back of the room because Halle Berry's going to be speaking at another down the hall and you got to get there because that one, you want to be in the front row.
Oh, well, that's true. That is true.
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be you. You'd be camped out at that door
at
5 a.m.
You betcha. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.